Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today we're making an announcement in conjunction with the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and Pagula Sports Entertainment that all guests 12 and older will be required to provide proof of at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine to attend any game or event at Highmark Stadium and the KeyBank Center, starting with the September 26th Bills game against the Washington football team, at Highmark Stadium. Guests under the age of 12 will be allowed, even though they cannot be vaccinated, but will be required to wear a mask at all times inside the stadium. The Bills and the Erie County Department of Health Department sanitarians will be enforcing the new policy starting with the game on the 26th, and we'll go a little bit more into that detail in a minute. Starting with the game on October 31st and thereafter, not only here but also at KeyBank Center, the same timelines apply for the hockey arena as they do for the football stadium. But starting on the game on October 31st and thereafter, guests must be fully vaccinated for entry. Guests are considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after the second dose in a two-dose series, such as the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, or 2 weeks after the single dose of the Johnson & Johnson J&J vaccine. There will be no test-out option offered. Every individual guest must be vaccinated at least one dose, starting with the Washington football team game that the Bills are playing against on September 26th. Any events that occur at the KeyBank Center between September 26th and October 31st. And then, of course, all events following October 31st at both KeyBank Center and Highmark Stadium for the hockey games, the Bills games, and any other events that may occur in that period. Only vaccinated guests under the prescribed, the above described procedures that we just talked about will be permitted entry. There will, once again, be no test out option. Because all guests age 12 and older will have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine starting with the September 26th game, masks will not need to be worn anywhere in either the stadium or the hockey arena. Once again, because every person entering as a guest will have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine for the September 26th game against Washington and the events that follow thereafter, either here or at KeyBank Center, masks will not have to be worn upon entry, though the county and the County Department of Health highly recommend, due to the potential for spread still among individuals who have been vaccinated, that you do wear a mask in an indoor setting. You do not have to, though. It will not be required. We certainly were monitoring the situations associated with the Billy Joel concert, the preseason game, as well as the most recent game. And while there was the requirement to wear masks in the indoor setting, we know that that was not the case. Our Department of Health sanitarians were monitoring individuals in the club seat areas and the indoor sections of the clubs, suites, bathrooms, and other areas, and determined that approximately 47% of the individuals that they monitored were wearing masks. We tried it. It didn't work, and we also have increasing numbers of COVID in our community. For Friday, we announced that tested positive for new COVID cases, and that was the highest number we've had since April. So, How do you prove that you have been vaccinated? To verify COVID-19 vaccines, all guests 12 and older will be required to display one of the following if they are coming to the football stadium or the hockey arena: a physical vaccination card. Photocopies will not be accepted. It must be the actual card or the New York State Excelsior Pass, or through CLEAR, a digital vaccine card, or a governmental digital vaccine card from proof outside of New York State. Not every state is offering these digital cards, but some are. We will be becoming acquainted with all of the vaccine passports that are available from other states. As noted, guests cannot provide a photograph of the card. They must have the card or one of the three other methods, which are verified previously. I would like to know, there may be some out there who are thinking, I'm going to fake it. I'm going to create a fake card. Please do not do that. Presenting a fake card is a Class D felony. And as was announced by District Attorney John Flynn last week, individuals who present fake cards in situations where they are asked to prove vaccine can be prosecuted and will be prosecuted. Our Department of Health sanitarians will be spot checking individuals who present actual cards and then confirming thereafter if they're actually in the systems. And if they're not in the system, that information will be provided to law enforcement. So if you're thinking you're going to get around this by presenting a fake card, please don't try that. Please don't try that, because none of us want to see anybody be prosecuted. And there have been cases in the United States already announced of individuals prosecuted for providing what is a fake governmental instrument, which is the vaccine card.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.